So our first JCD tonight, JC speaker, is actually now a grad student, a grad assistant, and did so well in school that he's getting paid to go to school. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about right there. Debt, forget. Cast out debt in Jesus' name, too. And so anyway, he's doing great. And we're so grateful. I've been at JC. This is his third year. It's technically a two-year program, but some people are just gluttons for growth. And he wants to grow and give his life away. Would you please welcome Mr. Jaron Tilson as he comes up?
How are you guys doing tonight? Yeah! Awesome. First, I'd like to thank Pastor Phil and Carrie for this wonderful opportunity to speak tonight. I'm very, very blessed, and I love you guys both very, very much. And I love this family, too. And God is doing a lot of things in me, and he's teaching a lot of things in me. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about tonight, is how God is our great teacher. And just a little bit about myself. I've lived in Pullman for 4.5 years now. And I've been a part of this church family for 4 years. I came in my spring semester. And I graduated last semester with my bachelor's in civil engineering. And school is great. Enjoy to learn. And some people might think it's kind of weird, but I like it. And I've liked it from a young age to be able to learn. And but last semester was a semester like I've never experienced, being tough. And it was really, really difficult, a lot of late nights and stuff. But I liked it. Brag about Stripe Prayer and Scott Coleman Bible Study for a second. They, it was the night of the Christmas party, and I had to go back to Sloan to work on this project, and they brought me coffee because it was gonna be a late night, and they did it twice. They brought me coffee twice on two separate occasions, so it really blessed me. They were a huge support to me last semester and this semester as well. So, and school had. Through all of this, God exposed a deep idol in my life, and it was school, but it was a lot more than school. It was my source of significance and identity, and I learned this from a very young age. And walking through this, God taught me a lot of things about this idol and how I relate to it and what he's doing in me now. And my first point is that God loves a teachable heart is God's bounce house. It's God can be in there, and he can have his way in there. He can bounce around. He can and not get hurt. And can you imagine a bounce house made of concrete that's hard, like a hard heart? God can't have his way in our hearts if we're hard hearted. And God is teaching me the condition of my heart. And in Proverbs chapter 1, 22 through 26, 26. How long will you who are simple, love your simple ways? How long will you mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I'll pour out my thoughts to you, and I'll make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. And that was what I was going through last semester was, I was walking with this idol, and I knew it was there. I didn't really understand the depth, but I knew it was there, and I wouldn't turn away from it. I kept going with it and feeding it. And in the last semester, things kind of got turned upside down. But I repented after it was all over. I repented, and thank you, Jesus. He's forgiven me, and it's been amazing because I've been able to listen to the Lord about all this stuff, and. Going on in my life, and God's just teaching me about the condition of my heart. And transitioning now, God has been teaching me a lot about discipline, and he's taught me that discipline is needed for growth. And God taught me the importance of this discipline, and with repentance, and I was able to change. And God doesn't want me to struggle with this anymore, and he has other plans for me. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, my son, Do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son delights, as the father he delights in. God loves us, and he disciplines us because of that. And I may have felt the consequences of my actions, but I was able to rejoice in God because he was disciplining me, because he loves me. Hallelujah. And now I went through that last semester, and now I'm in grad school, and I get to do this all over again. I get to do another project that's semester long and be tons of late nights. And on top of that, I'm doing research and all these crazy things that are kind of above me. And so it's really caused me to go to Jesus. The next point is God's taught me the things that I'm desiring. He's taught me, or he's teaching me, desire eternal things. And he's taught me what the desires of my heart are. In Psalm 73:25-26, who have I in heaven but you? And the earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I love this verse. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And the earth has nothing I desire besides you. What does my heart desire? Like, do I only desire Jesus, or am I clinging to other things? And I chased this idol for so long, trying to satisfy myself and not God, and to feel successful because I felt incomplete without it. There's a song that I love. It's called Fool's Gold by Andy Mineo. He's a gospel hip-hop artist. And the song says, you need something real, baby, that ain't gonna last. That's just fool's gold. That ain't treasure, that's trash. And I know it looked nice, but that's a ripoff for that price. That ain't treasure, that's trash, because it's never gonna last. Find my currency faulty, so glad that Christ came and bought me. And so I love that song because it just reminds me of that's my identity is not in something here on earth. It's in Jesus Christ. And what I was chasing didn't satisfy. And so I want to set my desires on eternal things, desiring the word and prayer and sharing the gospel with other people. And what Pastor Phil has been sharing about Seek Him Anew in 2001, too. And I want to desire him in a new way this year, and in this semester especially. So in conclusion, God taught me some important life lessons about the condition of my heart, my need for discipline, and where my desires are at. In no way have I mastered these at all by any means, but it's something that God has really put on my heart to grow in this year. And so where are we at? Is our heart teachable? Is there discipline? Are we in a place where we can receive discipline in our life? And are our hearts soft to it? And what are we putting our desires on? Is it something that we're striving for here and now? Or are we putting on something eternal where we can have impact in eternity? So thank you so much for listening, guys. Love you guys very much.
Fantastic. School is such a great opportunity for God to move and to do some things, and kind of a big setup, gold tried in the fire, and character has been shaped in Jaron's life. He's a good man. All right, good man. Blessed that he's here for grad school. Get him for at least a little while longer. Let's see what God does. So, yeah, all right. Delay it. Doctorate coming. No, I'm kidding.